Thank you for calling customer service. You reached Jay. How may I help you?
Yes, I got a charge from you guys I don't know of.
All right. Can you provide me with a zip code?
02914. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what's the first and last name?
Paul Ferreira.
Okay. Let's see. And verify your address for me.
81 2nd Street, East Providence, Rhode Island, 02914.
Okay. I do see an account that we have. All right. Do you recall doing the survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Then I called back and told them to, I guess it was for something, and I called back and to cancel the account, cancel the whatever.
Okay, you called and you asked to cancel it.
Yeah, I asked. The same day that I did that, I called them. I asked them to cancel it.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, you just want to make sure that it was canceled. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
You just wanted to make sure that it was canceled.
Yeah, or they probably didn't cancel it. I told them to cancel it.
Yes, I do see where it's a notation where it shows that they did call. You did make that call today. I mean, not today. That was on the 13th. Where the account should have been closed. And I do see that notated on the account. Were you provided a cancellation number or anything?
No, but they still did charge me $49.89.
Yes, sir. It does state in the terms and conditions that you'll be charged that once you enter the survey.
Yeah, but don't I get it back? That's a monthly thing that it was.
Well, sir, with further notification on the account and search that it went through 3D verification, that the verification went through the bank, so this charge will be a valid charge. There's no refund that we can extend to you.
No refund?
No, sir.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God. All right. So that's the only charge I'm getting from you guys, the one I just got, the $49.89. I'm not getting no more charges from you, right?
Right. No more charges. It's been canceled.
All right.